The Eva Corger Ishmisha Joe Bollard. How far to road with the air claw sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to our programme Sounds Irish, a programme of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A programme I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, and welcome to our programme Sounds Irish. Tá fáilte ar oibh go dtír, Clár, Sounds Irish. I'm Joe Bollard, and I hope you can stay with me for the next 2 hours or so for all types, styles, and genre of Irish music. We have everything lined up for you on the programme this week, as well as some well-known favourites. Sometimes I feel a bit guilty that people may feel that I'm playing the same music over and over again, but it's requests from listeners. That's what I'm doing this week. I've got quite a few lined up requests this week. By the way, you have been told from the start that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I say, you can contact me at any time by email. And the email address, everton274@sky.com, everton274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. As I said, we've got lots of requests. Well, we've quite a number of requests on this week's programme. We're starting off with, something lively. Let's start off something lively from Dermot O'Brien. Come on, let's tap our feet or clap our hands or nod our heads or whatever we do to keep time.
Seems like only yesterday I left the Cove of Cork, and on a ship from Edmonds Isle I landed in New York. There was nary a friend to greet me, a stranger on the shore, but Irish luck was with me, boys, and fortune came galore. But now I'm going back again to dear old Edmonds Isle. Friends will meet me on the quay and greet me with a smile. There's been so many I near forgot, I've been so long away, but me mother will them all, and this to me will say, shake hands with your uncle Mike, me boy, and here's your sister Kate. Sure, she's the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbours and kiss the Collins all. You're as welcome as the flowers are made to dear old Donegal. Only Dame Miss McNamara and the leader of the band. Although we're small in number, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we go to funerals, we play the march from Saul. Oh, the drums go bang at the cymbals, clang at the horns, they blaze away. The cartney pumps the old bassoon and Doyle the pipes display. Hennessy, Tennessee, tootles the flute, the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland boys is McNamara's band.
Thank you.
here he goes, marching out the door, accordion at the alert, and Dermot O'Brien, little medley to get us off on a lively start. But we're going to slow it down now. A gentle song, sung here by a very good friend of mine, Lorna Jane Murray, who hails from County Waterford. And she's singing a song that, well, we used to have a record of. And I say the word record because it was John McCormack. And I wonder how many Irish listeners listening to me on this programme this week had at some stage in their possession a John McCormack record, or even records. I can still hear the of the gramophone, as growing up we had these John McCormack records. And this was one song that John McCormack used to sing. We had it on a record in our house, and as well as that, we had it on a record at school, because the school I went to was, well, it was run by Sisters of Charity. And they were, I think I've said it before on the programme, there were 13 nuns at the school, 12 of whom were Irish. So every Sunday evening after tea, and I use this word meaningfully, we were inflicted to listen to, well, 10, 11, 12-year-old children to scratchy records of John McCormack. But here, this is a beautiful song, so well sung by Lorna Jane Murray, Ben Bolt.
Don't you remember sweet Alice Ben Bolt? Sweet Alice with hair so brown, how she cried with delight when you gave her a smile, and she trembled with fear at your frown. In the old churchyard, in a corner obscure and alone, they have laid a slab of granite so gray, and sweet Alice lies under the stone. They have laid a slab of under the stone. And don't you remember the school, Ben Bolt, and the master so kind and so true, and the little by the clear running brook, where we gathered the flowers as they grew. On the master's grave grows the grass, Ben Bolt, and the clear running brook is now dry. There's none left, Ben, but you and I. And of all the friends who were schoolmates then, there's none left, Ben, but you and I.
Now, I am aware that is not an Irish song, but it's so well sung by a wonderful Irish singer. That was Lorna Jane Murray and Ben Bolt. Now, it seems that Donegan came home from America and his daughter came home with him. Now, the lads down in Ballyporeen hadn't seen the likes of this girl before. She was gorgeous, you see. And when the lads, they were all killing each other to get a date with her. So this guy, they went to a dance, and on the way home, he tried to steal a kiss and they fell into the stream. Well, of course, you know the story. She was all made up to the nines, as my mother would say. And when she came out of the stream, all her makeup was off. And, well, she looked like something that the dog dragged in. Here's Brendan O'Dowda and Donegan's daughter.
When Donegan came from the States, himself and his daughter were seen parading the principal streets of beautiful Ballyporeen. Her cheeks were as red as a rose, her hair 'twas a beautiful brown, and the boys, I suppose, were as thick now as crows, all tied to the tail of her gown. There were short men and long men and weak men and strong men and right men and wrong men were all to be seen. But Donegan's daughter from over the water, she gave them no quarter in Ballyporeen. She sang the most beautiful songs, of the words we had never a hint, for her fingers went hammer and tongs at a running accompaniment. Like a dog running after a rat, such scrimmaging never was heard. Then down went her claws like a murdering cat when he leaps on the back of a bird. For at every party she sang them all 40, from Achillamorty to wearing the green. A Donegan's daughter from over the water, 'twas little they taught her in Ballyporeen. The Garrities gave a big dance, the girls were all ribbons and tapes, but Miss Donegan gave them no chance with her perfectly wonderful shapes. And when she was taking the floor with a high-stepping bachelor boy, the rest of us scowled in the doorway and growled that 'twas him we would surely destroy. There was kissing and squeezing and coaxing and teasing, and sure 'tis no reason such things should be seen. But Donegan's daughter from over the water, 'twas she made the slaughter in Ballyporeen. Coming home we were crossing a stream, I thought to beleaguer the bell. A struggle, a kiss and a scream, then into the river we fell. To me who could swim like a trout, she 'twas only a trifling reverse. But when she came out, faith, there wasn't much doubt, she was changed very much for the worse. For her roses had wilted, her wig it was tilted, the figure she'd built it was washed away clean. A Donegan's daughter from under the water, two pins would have bought her in Ballyporeen. There were short men and long men and weak men and strong men and right men and wrong men were all to be seen. But Donegan's daughter from over the water, she gave them no quarter in Ballyporeen.
Brendan O'Dowda telling us the sad but funny story of Donegan's daughter. Another one of those Percy French songs. An amazing songwriter Percy French was. Now, here we have John Kelly. I'm a big fan of John Kelly ever since I got a couple of his albums. And I'd also like to thank John, who has sent me a couple of emails and a couple of albums. And I hope you're enjoying the programme, John. Now, here's John. I'm sure he's echoing the sentiments of all our listeners who've emigrated from Ireland and are living abroad.
Surrounded by water and legends and lore, torn by its battles for love, life and war. Steeped in tradition, no country can claim. God bless you, Ireland, our life and our name. Sure, Ireland has been here since time, oh so long. Its rivers, its mountains, its stories and song. We've had our troubles, the world's had its too.
God bless you, Ireland,
the Irish love you. This land with its saints and its scholars and fame, with its proud sons of Erin, they brought us no shame. Plagued by the famine, depression severe,
God bless you, Ireland,
we love you so dear. Sure, Ireland has been here since time, oh so long. Its rivers, its mountains, its stories and song. We've had our troubles, the world's had its too.
God bless you, Ireland,
the Irish love you.
God bless you, Ireland, the Irish love you.
Gentle song there from John Kelly. Hasn't he got a great voice? And I love the arrangement on that was God Bless You, Ireland. Now we come to one of my favourite groups, Cherish the Ladies. It's Joni Madden and her friends. They're singing for us a song. It's not so much an Irish song. In fact, I think it was written about Salford in the northwest of England. But it could apply to Dublin or Cork or New York, LA, Sydney, Boston, anywhere. It's Dirty Old Town.
My love by the gasworks wall, dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed a boy by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Spring's a girl in the street at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Thank you.
night on fire. The smell of the spring in the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I'm gonna make me a good sharp axe. Shining steel, tempered in the fire, will chop you down.
We heard Joni Madden and Dirty Old Town. Now, this particular song I've played countless times on Sounds Irish, okay? And I make no apologies for playing it again, because I'm playing it for Tom Dwyer. Tom Dwyer, he says, he sent me an email. Now, Tom sent me an email about 3 weeks ago. Sorry, Tom, apologies. But he said, Joe, would you play this particular song for me? It was my mother's favourite. They were Irish. My father came from County Offaly and my mother came from County Kilkenny. They moved over here into Lancashire before I was born. I was born here, but they often used to sing this song together. My mother's name, as I say, was Kathleen. Tom, here's Frank Patterson's version of the song.
I've watched them fade away and die. heart was ever fond and true. I always feel when you are near that life holds nothing dear but you. The smiles that once you gave to me, I scarcely ever see them now. Oh, many, many times I've seen a darkening shadow on your brow. Oh, I will take you back, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your home again. And when the fields are fresh and
Frank Patterson there, and I'll take you home again, Kathleen. I have many friends who listen to Sounds Irish here in Ireland. I do. I know I have many friends listening throughout the world, but I also have many friends, as I say, who listen to the programme Sounds Irish here in Ireland. And one of them rang me the other day and said, Joe, some time ago on the programme, you played Mary Duff singing Isle of Hope. Is there any chance you could play it again? Well, here we go. This is for Doreen. Doreen, who says this is the best version of that particular song there is. Yeah, I might agree with you there on that one, Doreen. But this tells the story of Ellis Island. You know the story. Oh, you don't. Well, Ellis Island was opened up to where the immigrants, when they got off the boat, the ship pulled up there, and they had to go through the sort of immigration and examinations to get into America. And this tells the story of Annie Moore, a 15-year-old girl who just come from Ireland on her own. Can you imagine how she must have felt? She must have been terrified, the poor girl. It's a true story. And there she was, wondering, was she going to get in to America? This Ellis Island was the Isle of Hope. But at the same time, she was thinking of the island that she left far behind her. Here's Mary Duff and Doreen. I hope you enjoy this. I know I will. Isle of Hope.
On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they let the people through. The first to cross the threshold of the Isle of Hope and Tears was Annie Moore from Ireland, who was all of 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. In a little bag she carried all her past and history. her dreams for the future in the land of liberty. And courage is the passport when your old world disappears. 'Cause there's no future in the past when you're 15 years. Isle of hope, Isle of tears, Isle of freedom, Isle of fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of hunger, Isle of pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of home is always on your mind. When they closed down Ellis Island in 1943, 17 million people had come there for sanctuary. And in springtime when I came here and I stepped onto its piers, then I thought of how it must have been when you were only 15 years. Isle of hope, Isle of tears, Isle of freedom, Isle of fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of hunger, Isle of pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of home is always on your mind. The Isle of home is always on your mind.
Wasn't that a lovely version of that song? Yes, I think, Doreen, that's about the best version. I have played various other versions of that on the programme, but they're Mary Duff and Isle of Hope. And now we come to another request, a request for Derek and Susan, who live in Dumfriesshire in Scotland. And they say, Joe, we're big Daniel O'Donnell fans. We could be the world's greatest Daniel O'Donnell fans. Well, I don't know about that, but they said, it doesn't matter what you play, Joe, could you please play for us and for our son Frank and our daughter Nadine. There's a nice name. Could you please pray for all of us any track by Daniel O'Donnell? Your wish is my command.
There's a moon over Ireland, comes in from the sea, across the mountains and valleys where the rivers run free. From the days of my childhood, oh, I've always known there's a moon over Ireland that shines on my home. Go down the one road from Cork to Killarney and follow it on to Tralee, and you won't be tongue-tied when you kiss the Blarney. There's no fairer place you can be. I love you, Galway, Limerick and Derry, Sligo and Monaghan, Mayo and Clare. They say it's a long, long way to Tipperary, but that does matter to me. I miss the Shannon, the hills of Ross. grass coming, the green fields in my memory. And I want to tell all my friends and my family in Donegal, I'm coming home. I love you, Galway, Limerick and Derry, Sligo and Monaghan, Mayo and Clare. They say it's a long, long way to Tipperary, but that doesn't matter to me. There's a moon over Ireland, comes in from the sea, across the mountains and valleys, where the rivers run from the days of my childhood. Oh, I've always known there's a moon over Ireland that shines on my home. There's a moon over Ireland that shines on my home.